Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet of Kilayim, we are introduced to a new category. Until now we've been dealing with plants. We are now introduced to the issue of grafting trees. Now it is known that you do not have the same problem of sowing different types of tree seeds one with the other as you do with sowing different types of plant seeds. So you could, in theory, sow an apple seed and a pear seed together at the same time. You're not going to be over the issue of Kilayim. However, you cannot graft trees of different species together. So you could not graft the branch of a pear tree to the trunk of an apple tree. You could, in theory, I guess, graft the branch of a Cortland apple tree to the trunk of a Macintosh apple tree. So again, with the plants until now, Mishnah Aleph through Gimel, we've been dealing with different types of plants and the prohibition against sowing the seeds of these plants together. In the case of trees, there is no prohibition against sowing the seeds of different types of trees together. There is a prohibition of grafting. So with that in mind, let's look at the Mishnah. Uba Ilan, and with regard to trees, Ha'agasim, pear trees, Ve'akrus Tumulin, and also a small type of pear tree. And then our second group, Veha Prishim, quinces, Veha Uzradim, hawthorns, Enam Kilayim Zebeze. So in the case of the pear trees, you can graft the branches to the trunks. In the cases of the quinces and hawthorns, you can graft them to each other, and it is not considered Kilayim. However, the Mishnah goes on to explain that Hatapuach, the apple, Veha Chazrad, the wild apple tree, and also in the case of Haparskim, peach trees, vehashkedin, and almond trees, and also in the case of vehashizafin, the jubjub, and vaharimin, and the wild jubjub, afal pi should domin zeleze, kilayim zebeze. So the first part of a Mishnah lets us know in the case of pear trees and this quinces and hawthorn tree, you can in fact graft them. However, in the case of the apple and the wild apple, in the case of the peach tree and the almond tree, and in the case of the jubjub and the wild jubjub tree, afal pi should domin, even though they're very similar to one another, they are considered kilayim. So in the case of our pear trees and quinces, you can graft them, but in the case of these other fruit trees that otherwise look similar or could strike you as looking similar, then you are not allowed to graft them despite the fact that they are similar enough. It must be that either the appearance of their leaves or the appearance of the fruit or the taste of the fruit are different enough that you cannot graft them together, even though they look similar, which is why our Mishnah takes the time to let us know that these particular type of fruit trees cannot be grafted one to the other. Additionally, just to give some clarity to the issue, there's an idea that, you know, well, why would you need to be told that the almond tree can't be grafted to the peach tree? After all, one would think that this is not a particularly difficult concept to grasp. You know, by the case of the apple and the wild apple, so it's understandable that we might need to be told that you can't graft it, but you know, clearly peaches and almonds are very, very different things. Ultimately, it seems that the almonds, when they are just young, are covered by a fleshy sort of covering that actually makes them look very much like peaches. So again, that's the reason why in this case the Mishnah points out that you cannot graft a peach tree to an almond tree, of course dealing with very, very young trees where the fruit look similar enough that one might think that you could graft one to the other. Mishnah Hey Perek Aleph of Kilayim continues in the same vein as Mishnah Dalet, although it is now returning to plants and legumes and grains. It is going to let us know that there are several types of plants that, even though they are similar one to the other, in fact it would be Kilayim to sow them together. Hatznon, a radish. Venha futz, a different type of radish, an elongated radish. Hachardal, mustard. Vehalapsan, a type of wild mustard. Okay, this is group number two. Group three, udlat yivanis, a Greek gourd. If you were to sow that im hamitzrit with the Egyptian gourd, vaharumtsa, or a ash gourd. Afal pi, should domin ze leze, kilaim ze beze. In those three cases, the cases of the radish, the mustard, and these gourds, even though they are very similar in nature, if you were to sow them together, you would have the problem of kilayim. The Yerushalmi explains that in our Mishnah, Mishnah Hey, although all of these plants look very similar, both in terms of the leaves and the fruit, they taste very different, and that's why they must be considered key lime. And because they do look very similar, it would be reasonable for us to get confused, which is why the Mishnah takes the time to point out that one should not plant these seeds together. It is also the basis of this Mishnah that led to my discussion in the introduction of these Mishnayos about needing the three domains: the appearance of the leaves, the appearance of their fruit, and the taste of their fruit. So divergence in just one of those areas caused them to be classified as diverse kinds.